Good morning, 6:39, August 21st, and I'm trying to get this walk in and done, and so I'm a little bit breathless this morning. I've been trucking right along the first mile. Brian Hibbett's giving me some walking tunes. I've been listening. I've been trying to think of, I've got three projects I'll do this week that have kind of crept up on me. One is that I need to do a blog post for amwriting.org. I promised Joanna last June that I would do a column on the 23rd, which means I need to get it done today so that it can get into the queue for release on the 23rd. Also owe John Miro, bless your heart, John, a story for Walking the Fire. And I haven't even looked at the contract. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do yet. 16 minutes, 42 seconds. Okay. Let's see if we can get in under 33 minutes. I have no idea what I'm going to do. We'll think of something. And I suspect it's due, like, tomorrow or the next day. And I also have the story Bible for The Gangster. And I need to do, I need to get into and look at to make sure I understand what it is before I start writing. And we'll see how that goes. So yeah, over on top of everything else, trying to get Ravenwood out, I still haven't heard from Ryden about Captain's Share. And I'm going to lose... Well, maybe I'm not going to lose Thursday. Actually, I need to reschedule Thursday. Dental day. Unfortunately, I picked a day where I can't be incapacitated. And I need to reschedule that on a day when I can get some backup help from my wife. So I got to call the dentist this morning. Get that taken care of. Probably gonna have to wait another month now, and they're not going to be pleased, but I can't do much about it. So yeah. Good morning. So it's a lovely morning here today. It's 60 degrees, quite lovely. I'm working off a sweat hiking along. And looking forward to getting back to another cup of coffee. I've already had one this morning. And digging into some of this stuff. I'm trying to think of what would be a good topic. Feel bad because I've let it go this long. I've been sort of casting about. One of the problems, of course, is that I haven't been reading enough to outside reading about the industry, about what things are going on. I mean, I read Catherine Rush, but she covers stuff pretty well. There's no reason for me to rehash most of it. And even Macintosh hasn't published another stupid piece in a couple of weeks. It's kind of too bad. I was sort of looking forward to that. And he would be a prime source of fodder. I should go back and look. Michael Schatzkin had a post yesterday that I could probably find something in. The indie mainstream, the new wave and traditional publishing battleground is like, really? Are we really in a battleground? I mean, that's the one I talk about. I think that is what I'll talk about. Seems to me I did a thing about a Monty Python skit about that. And the Knights of Nice standing on a knoll in a pasture surrounded with cows. Perhaps that's the right one to do. Because for some reason it's still going on. I don't understand. I think part of it is that a lot of traditional pubs are saying, you know, casting rocks over the wall, and most of us aren't even in the building. So it's like, really, why? The thing is, it has to do with revenue, and if you're happy with the revenue that you're getting from a traditional deal, then rock on. I don't think anybody's ever going to say, no, you're dumb or stupid or whatever. And what seems to gain the animosity is the willingness of traditional publishers to bemoan and belittle the flood of new voices. And yeah, some of the new voices probably shouldn't be heard, but that's really not up to us to say. I think that's going to be my blog post. I think I can do something with that. So that'd be cool. My kids better be moving. There was one that was sitting up and working on a computer in bed, and with any luck, she'll be ready to go by the time the ride gets there, because I'm going to not quite be back. I left a few minutes too late, I'm afraid. Must be motorcycle day. It's a gorgeous day, though. Fall is in the air, no question about that. It has that scent to it that's not quite summer anymore. Smell. I mean, everything is still green. There's an aspen that has a little wash of yellow across some of its greener leaves. There's a couple of them, actually. So it's definitely common. Same Harley Davidson from yesterday, I think. I noticed a big spike on yesterday's recording. I zoomed in on it to find out what the heck it was, and it turned out to be the motorcycle going by. I actually did a little envelope work on that to kind of push it down a bit. Probably sounded it. I'm not very, very subtle or very careful with my edits. If I have to edit this podcast at all, it's as fast and as quick as possible, so I don't have to deal too much with it. Good morning. It's not that I don't care about you. It's just that I know you would much rather me work on stuff that's going to result in more product rather than more podcast. Pant, pant. Every muscle in my body is warm now. I can feel it getting hot. Still trying to get that 32 minute, 45 second trip time, which would be excellent. So yeah, and I owe John Moreau a story, and I owe Sigler a story, and I still have to finish this book, and I still have to take a deep breath and prioritize projects, start banging a few of them out, get back on track, focus, all those things. Gotta get a haircut. Gotta get this beard trimmed. Either that or I'm gonna get some wooden beads and start stringing it on my beard because it's getting really long. I think I'll just get it pruned back so I don't look like quite such a horse face. The picture that somebody photoshopped my face onto Gandalf. Now, that beard would fit really nicely now. I've got so much more of it. But I think I'm due for a bit of a trim. I'm looking just a tad shaggy. No, I'm looking a whole lot shaggy. There's no way around it. And the comb over's back, so that's usually a sign that I need to get back under the clippers and become one with the scalp again. So, yeah, walk the fire. I haven't been following along, really. John asked if I would toss him a story, and I said yes. And I shouldn't have, just because I'm not that reliable. Actually, I owe somebody a book. All I need to do is get the mailing label and get it in the mail. Order it from Amazon, have it drop shipped. No, I have to sign it. Shoot. Ah, well. So, yeah, I have to call the fence guy. I have to call the dentist. I have to call... I have to get that book out. I have to get this blog post done. Oh, all this stuff has to do today, and I'm probably going to forget half of it before I finish the walk. But it is a gorgeous morning. I have to focus on that. I have to center a bit because I'm surrounded by chaos. I'm surrounded by anxiety. I'm surrounded by kids going back to school. Books that are probably going to miss their deadlines, and a book that's already late, and lawns that need mowing, and phone calls that need making, and it just piles up. I need to make a list and start crossing some stuff off. Today, this day shall not be wasted. How long ago that seems now. What was that? It was one of the books in heaven. It was the second one. Might have been the first one. This day shall not be wasted. So much I want to do. So little time. Running out of steam here toward the end. Pushed too hard early. Gonna get back with the shakes probably. That means I've had a good workout then. I need to say no more. I've been doing a good job of it lately. And still a few things have crept in. I'm still looking forward to doing Ben Franklin for Christiana Ellis. That's gonna be fun. I still have lines outstanding. Although she's not calling for them, Abby Hilton's books. I need to review an audio textbook for J. Daniel Sawyer. He sent me the first draft last night. I need to get that loaded onto my phone so I can look at it. I've been reading The Scriber. I talked about it before. The story's growing on me. Ben Dobson. Scriber is the title anyway, and it's growing on me. The level of self-angst in the main character is off-putting, quite seriously off-putting. He's written a book about largely disagreeable people, engaged in largely stupid, for lack of a better term, nonsensical acts. I'm sticking with it because I'm intrigued now, and I'm wondering what is he going to do with this edifice that he's building. It's like, yeah, I'd like to see how it's going to turn out. I hope it's going to turn out well. 17 minutes, 36 seconds since I turned the recorder on. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll have some stuff done by then, and I'll talk to you all about it.